You're listening to Trek FM.
Maybe it's not the destination that matters. Maybe it's the journey. To the journey.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's To the Journey.
To the Journey!
As you might have noticed, there's only one other voice echoing me tonight, and that's because Tristan is quarantined in sickbay. He has Rigelian fever, the poor guy. It's been kind of an outbreak, a lot of people, it's going around, and unfortunately he got stuck with it, but don't worry, the doctor is treating him. I'm sure in a few hypo sprays, Tristan will be good as new.
He'll be great. We've got the best doctor in the Delta Quadrant. He's going to be
That's
fine.
That's right. No sweat. Just for the moment, he's got to stay behind a force field so that nobody else on the ship gets it. That's all. No big deal.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's considerate like that.
Yes. So, we promised you a surprise in our last episode, and guess what? We do have a surprise for you this week. We're going to do a commentary for the Season 7 episode, Shattered.
Shattered.
So, if you would like to join us, this is the time to pause and queue up your Netflix, your DVD, your Hulu, or whatever it is you've got. And I'll do a countdown. It'll be 3, 2, 1, play. And then we will get this thing rolling. So.
You brought up Hulu. Janeway won the whole Hulu thing. You know that. The Star Trek madness.
She took that home. Yes. Hulu did like a little March Madness kind of thing. And Janeway won it.
Yeah. Go girl.
That's our girl.
That's right.
All right. I'm glad you brought that up. That was awesome.
It was.
Okay. With that out of the way, let's go to the episode. I'm going to count down, and we're going to go 3, 2, 1, play. And there is Voyager.
Yes. So dun, pretty. Da,
da. Yeah, Voyager is a pretty ship.
It is.
I like Voyager. It's a sleek ship. It's small and easily maneuverable. And it's a little powerful thing.
Isn't that the same puzzle that they use in TNG on that weird episode where they're on a train? And it looks like that to me. I always think that when I watch this. What's that puzzle about?
You know, the thing is, it's supposed to be DNA, of course. But I'm looking at the piece that's supposed to be, I'm looking for the one that's looking like Tuvok's ear.
Yeah.
I can't find it no matter how many times I look at that darn thing.
Yeah, I think Icheb made that up.
Well, no, that was Naomi.
Oh, she made it up. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. I think what happened, though, is I think Icheb is trying to, like, take her off her guard there.
Oh, he's messing with her.
Yeah. Okay. So he's like, there's no piece that looks like Tuvok's ear. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He's kind of being a jerk like that, maybe.
Yeah.
And yet, he'll keep the secret about the Antarian cider? Really?
He should get that and drink it himself. What's wrong with him?
Dude, he's a teenager.
That's right. He's no
you
normal
teenager.
You drink
half of it and you water that down.
He doesn't know. He could. Yeah, I don't know.
This is a 24th century kid. What am I thinking? I know.
I don't. Yeah,
and,
I don't get
oh,
his
I love thinking. This scene. Kathy with the replicator. She really should be tearing her hair out instead of these pieces all nicely organized on the floor.
Why would you take it
frazzled?
Apart?
This stupid piece of craft. All it does is give me grief. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I would never have even bothered with that replicator. I would have just said, excuse me, somebody come fix this, because no way.
Yeah, hello. Janeway to B'Elanna, please help.
She's pregnant, though. She might be real cranky.
Maybe. Maybe if she's had a bad day or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she could always get Vorik to do it or something.
Yeah.
Oh, and Harry's in the captain's chair.
There's a scary thought right there.
Must be the night shift. And of course, Janeway and Chakotay were going to have dinner, so that would make sense.
Yeah.
Harry. And why does Chakotay have to get to engineering?
Who knows?
Why does he need to go down there? Except, to get shocked. So we have a story, I guess. That's why.
I like the idea that it's like a car and it's shaking because he stripped the gears or something like that. I could see Harry doing that.
Yeah. Just Harry jumping. Would do that, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
It's great. So, yeah, they have to go find like a Space Midas or something, get that repaired. Space Midas.
Wow.
Grease Monkey, whatever you've got in your neighborhood in the Delta Quadrant.
That's right.
Yes.
No, they always say they missed the gas station. They wouldn't stop and ask for directions, so who knows?
Right.
Oh, uh-oh. Coco, you look like a wreck.
You tell you what, when they're doing CGI on your face, that's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
That means something really bad is going to happen.
Yeah, half of his face looked like an old man. I don't think I've ever noticed that. He's all wrinkly.
It did. It was all wrinkly. So now time has been officially, it's been screwed with. Here we go.
That's right. Split into all those different pieces.
Yep, indeed. Hence the title, Shattered.
You're so smart, now, the way you can tie that together. I'm impressed.
Oh, once in about 80 things I say, I come up with something brilliant.
I'm impressed. You should write that one down.
Should I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to write that one down.
Yeah, you should.
1 in 80. I've got a reputation to live up to now.
Oh, yeah.
I was just making that up.
In 80 more things, you can say something that ties to the episode we're talking about. That's
maybe.
Awesome.
Now, we're talking averages here.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, it could be another 159.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
We'll see.
Or maybe
maybe
7 out of 9. Ooh.
Oh, look at what you did there.
I know. You see that?
Right as Jerry Ryan comes up in the credits, no less. Look at you.
Who's clever now?
Timing. Yeah.
That'd be me.
Oh, Lori, you win.
Do I get the prize?
You win the internet.
Oh, wow. That's a big prize.
You win at the internet.
How about that? Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. That makes, yeah. Because I don't know where I'd keep the internet. That might take up a lot of space.
Well, yeah. It would.
I don't have a shelf big enough for that.
It'd be a gazillion tera giga massive quads of information.
I think that's probably not the way I'd want to wake up. With that.
What, the doctor in your face with something scanning you?
Yeah. Oh, he wouldn't bother me.
No, I'm sure you get used to it after a while. Especially when you're in Starfleet and you're on all these missions and stuff. Okay, since we're doing like one out of so many things here, how many times like on away missions do you suppose you come back from an away mission and that's how you wake up? 1 in 5? 1 in 10?
On this show? Yeah. 1 in 3?
Yeah.
Especially if you're, you know... Harry?
Well, and yeah, well, 1 out of 3 times he dies.
Well, there you
dies.
Go. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. And I suppose for Chakotay, it's 1 out of 3 times he comes back, he wakes up after a shuttle crash.
Yeah. 1 out of 3? Are you kidding me? That's probably like 3 out of 3. It's more like, or at least 2.5 out of 3.
2.75876.
This is the part that I've heard so many people say, okay, what's the deal with he loses the case, but he gets to keep his clothes? What is that about?
It's such a good point. Well, I don't know. We just don't get the luxury of seeing Robert Beltran naked. It's a family show.
Yeah, okay. That explains it.
That's the only reason. Besides no reason. Oh, and it's the return of the bun.
Oh.
Hello, old hair. Although it's a little different several years removed.
Yeah, you know, everybody looks a little
too
different.
Tidy. Well, yeah, I mean, it's been 7 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little too tidy now. They
what
refined
happened?
It.
Yeah, what happened to that CGI? I mean...
Should they put a CGI bun on Kate Mulgrew's head?
Yeah, sure. I think
it would
so.
Probably have been easier on Kate Mulgrew if they would have done CGI on her head. Poor lady.
I know. That's tragic.
Oh.
I've seen that done on somebody's face before to make them look younger, and that was disturbing. to say the least.
I imagine so. I've never seen that.
Not cute.
Yeah, I imagine not. Now, okay, one thing that kind of bothers me when people talk about Shattered is they say it's the clip show
for Voyager.
You know what? No, it's not the clip show. Shades of Grey was a clip show, okay?
Yes.
And it was awful. Most clip shows are. This is not an awful episode, in my opinion. And here is why. It's a reunion show.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have the return of Seska and the Kazon.
Oh, you timed that so well. Yeah, it was really cool.
Right? Look who's getting even here. Yeah.
Kapow.
Return of the Bun. We're going to have return of the Borg suit on Seven.
Yeah.
We're going to have the return of the big mega germs.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
And Dr. Chaotica. Oh. Like,
yes.
I love it.
All of the best, wonderful things, you know. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
It's a reunion. It's not a clip show, guys. It's better than that.
That's right.
Yeah. So there.
She looks crazy. I liked her better when she just did not let herself look like a Cardassian.
You liked her better as the
Bajoran. Because she doesn't look enough Cardassian to, I don't know.
Really?
It's kind of.
You don't think so?
No, they had black hair and those crazy neck things.
That's true.
She's just half Cardassian. Yeah. If you're going to half do it, don't do it at all. Come on.
I don't know. I'm not bothered by any of that, really. I mean, since she is such a weird deceptor, it kind of, in some weird way, makes sense for her not to be, like, fully embracing of Cardassian attire, customs, what have you.
Well, I guess that makes sense, too. Now, I am not happy to see these Kazon again. I probably could have gone the rest of my live-long life and not seen them, but...
I agree. But with Seska come the Kazon, it's just kind of one of those... deals. It's one of those catch-all things. You can't have one without the other.
Okay, fine.
But you know what? I'm glad that, like, I don't know. We're going to see Kala later, aren't we? Where are we? I don't remember now.
Don't know.
It's been a while since I've watched this one.
I don't know. She does have the neck things. I did see that, but not...
She covers them up pretty nicely with her attire.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I like Seska. I really do.
She keeps things interesting.
That she does. I remember way back when she did defect on Voyager and joined the Kazon. That was a twist I was not expecting. And I thought, hey, that's kind of a cool thing to do with a minor character. Okay.
That was kind of cool.
Some of the soap opera-ish stuff that followed wasn't as great, but that in and of itself was cool.
I think I figured out why he didn't lose his clothes.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Because he was struck by lightning, too. You thought I was going to say something funny, and I really wish I did have something funny to say.
And here you're being serious?
What?
That's cray-cray.
Yes, I'm actually going to use science to explain.
Oh, okay.
He got struck by lightning, and the ship got struck by lightning. So it's like, yeah. Okay.
And that's science.
Be careful, I might induce science.
Woo, weird, man. Yeah, I mean, his clothes are just a teeny bit singed on that shoulder there. Okay.
Isn't that what happens to you? When you get struck by lightning, you're able to just pass through time and, you know, you don't lose your clothes? Isn't that what happens to you?
Maybe. I mean, I've never actually been struck by lightning, to be completely honest.
Hmm.
So I've never had that experience, but maybe, I mean... We ought to have our listeners write in and tell us what their experiences have been. I mean, did you guys travel through time? Did you still have your clothes? Were your clothes different if you still had clothes? We want to know. Trek.fm/contact or trek.fm/forums. There's that plug in for the show. And Janeway's doggy is really cute. We only see it in that photo with she and Mark.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm convinced that this must have been New Earth that he's talking about, all these things that he's revealing.
Mm-hmm. When she spilled her guts.
Maybe. After the ancient legend.
Okay, gross. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you know. We have to believe that what happened on New Earth stayed on New Earth. We only got to see the very beginning of it all. I mean, she cries, they hold hands, it's all...
That's just Presh.
I'm not convinced that that's all that happened. Just saying.
Well, I mean, me either. But then what he does at the end of this episode, he was kind of... What was that about? I mean, come on.
I think they were trying to be kind of cryptic and glib for the sake of being glib and then have that horrible joke.
I suppose. He's taking advantage of the situation right here, which...
Totally!
I don't blame him.
Take a look at where his hands are, or at least one of them. But she's grabbing right back.
Yeah.
So, hey, even season one Janeway didn't mind that much, I guess.
Nah.
Why not? Yes. I do like, though, that Janeway in this scene is basically just, okay, well, now that I've been inoculated, to heck with you. I'll figure this out myself.
That's true. Well, that isn't that just how she is?
Yeah. Yeah. Just cut off nose, spite face kind of thing. Yeah. I don't need you anymore.
That was a great... That was a pretty good impression.
No, it wasn't.
Occasionally.
You don't have to. No, it was okay. Awful. I need to work on my Janeway impression. And Mr. Kim, that guy up on the bridge, he'll still be an ensign 7 years from now.
He's going to become one of our best people that you never do anything for.
That you never promote.
Yep.
And he's going to complain about it.
Yep.
I wish they would have had that discussion.
That would have been great.
Oh, that would have been fun.
What else could they have talked about that they did not talk about?
Ooh, that's a great question. Okay, let's think about this. What could Chakotay have spilled that would have just blown her mind? The Year of Hell, maybe?
Yeah, that probably would have... She would have been shot. Well, he wouldn't remember the Year of Hell. Remember, it never happened.
Oh, that's true. So, reset button.
Not that.
Never mind. Okay.
He did bring up the Borg, so not that.
Yeah, we deal with all that, and that scares her enough.
Yeah.
Which, hey, I don't blame her.
The telepathic pitcher plant. Every time I go, what? But I can't.
Yeah. Huh? I don't know.
I don't remember.
I do not know. Yeah, I'm trying to think still of what would have totally blown Janeway's mind that she doesn't already see in this episode.
This scene with Naomi and Icheb, I feel kind of, it just is kind of sad. It's kind of touching. She's like, you guys are supposed to be dead.
Yeah. Yeah. I love how, and it's too bad Tristan's not here right now, because I'm going to bring up fanfic.
Yes,
there is a lot of fanfic about Icheb and Naomi in this timeline. That's right here. About them getting together.
Well,
what do you think about that?
That would be okay at this point. I mean, it's not creepy, so yeah.
No, it makes a lot of sense, actually. I mean,
there was nobody else.
Grow up together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else really is their age? Doesn't look like many.
No.
Of course, we're not seeing the whole ship, but I'm taking a liberty here and thinking they're about the only few.
I like that. I wish we could see more of what would have happened in their future. That would have been kind of cool.
That would have been kind of cool if we could have learned a little bit more. That whole thing of Chakotay's trying not to reveal things to her, but maybe these guys just spill their guts.
Yeah.
And say, hey, 3 years from now, that really cool red planet that you wanted to explore, you don't want to go there.
Yeah, that's right. don't
just
do
keep
it.
Going. Stay away. It'll save you a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
That would have been funny. I would have liked that instead of this whole thing where they kind of fight about, well, what do I tell you? What don't I tell you? Do you really want to know? Okay, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of fanfic about this episode between the two of them, too. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's one thing I like about this episode. I mean, most people know that I was a big fan of the Janeway Chakotay relationship. Still am. It's really good in a sense that they have to work together and they have what you could say was the final confrontation about the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Later on. But at the same time, the answer to that sort of puts things at rest, in a way. Now, the thing is, it didn't have to be.
No.
This actually could have really gotten things going if they wanted to get them together toward the end. This would have been the turning point. When we get to the end of the episode where they're back to sharing their cider and telling horrible temporal prime directive quips.
Mm-hmm.
That could have totally been a different scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Especially if she did reveal that, oh, you know what? Guess what? I do suddenly remember all this stuff we did. That would be great. I don't know. I've read fanfic that writes better than the end of that scene, but it's because it's based off of what we did see, so I guess apples and oranges?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll quit talking about fanfic now.
It's okay.
It's just one of those things. This is an episode that's so fertile ground for it.
It really is. There's so many different ways this could have gone.
Yeah. I mean, probably behind Resolutions and Coda.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably right up there in that top five.
I wonder what Jerry Ryan thought when they said, you have to put that Borg outfit back on again.
If I were her, I would have just...
cried?
Really? I would have cried. Maybe taken a few pills. And then, okay, I'm going to pass out now. 5 hours later, wake me up.
Yeah.
Poor girl. It can't be comfortable.
Mm-mm. Not that cat suit was probably comfortable either, but...
Well, no.
But this thing is like...
Wearing a corset, yeah, like 16 hours a day, I can't imagine that would be comfortable either, but...
This is goes all the way up to her neck, and it looks heavy and hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all the extra time you have to spend just getting ready in makeup... Much less anything else.
If Tristan were here, he would roll his eyes at us talking about... Well, no, it's not makeup. I just heard the word makeup. Never mind.
It's latex appliances.
Yes.
Or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, golly. Now, I wish this would have been a reference that... they could have pulled from earlier in this series that they actually see or talk about, where Janeway's loaning him this book.
Yeah.
It would have had more meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, instead, we just get this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when did that...
When
did they ever do anything like that earlier?
Well, they didn't, so that's... hear about it. But what I'm saying is that would be really cool, like during one of their dinner dates or something, they start talking about Dante's Inferno and she says, hey, you want to read the book? Have at it. And then cue the next crisis of the week and then they're off on their mission and we don't hear anything about it at all. Mm-hmm. Maybe Chakotay opens the book at the very end of that episode or something. And then they come back to it now. That would have been cute.
Yeah, that would have been cute.
Little things like that mean a lot to me. And unfortunately, we just don't get them very often on Voyager.
Not the way they did it. Too episodic. No. Too serialized. Yeah. Well, not serialized, but not serialized.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of a shame. I do feel that it did Voyager a bit of a disservice. I mean, if you think about all the incredible things they could have done with just even a shred more continuity, but... You know, I understand that it's a business and there's a lot of things that stumble in the roadblock of good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we are where we're at. Oh, well. All in all, I still love Voyager. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we wouldn't be doing a podcast.
Oh, no. I love it, too. That's just the way it was.
Right. It's just after you watch these episodes so many times, you look back and you think of all the untapped potential. They had such incredible ideas on this show. And they had incredible characters to bring them out. And they, I mean, you know, for as much potential as they had, they didn't exploit it
as
to the fullest.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I wish Jade May would have, I don't know. The whole thing about the Maquis, I mean, even now, it's totally a neutered issue in a way. You know what I mean?
Where, oh, yeah.
Oh, you become my first officer? How does that happen? Oh, macrovirus! Kill it! Kill it! Or not.
Nope.
Saved by the time portal. And now she's at the point where I don't think this is a good idea. I don't want to leave Space Dock.
Can we find the part of the ship that hasn't left DS9 yet and just stay there?
Yeah, seriously. Jeffrey's Tube 8.
Oh, you want them Captain to get in Proton. A Jeffrey's Tube. That's what you want.
Oh, you! Damn it, you blew my cover. And here we go with Captain Proton. This is so much fun.
It is fun.
Our last hurrah with Captain Proton. It's the last time we see it.
He's so over the top.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Chaotica. He's my favorite. He has to be my favorite of the extra people that you see along the way.
Yeah. Your favorite guest star or your favorite, like...
Extra character.
Character of the week.
Yeah. Character of the week. He kills me. He just slays me.
He's fun. I mean, let's face it. The whole scenario is fun. I mean, if I had a holodeck, I would definitely play this.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Especially if I got to join Tom Paris. Because, I don't know, I would like hanging out with Tommy. He's just a cool, relaxed guy. We'd have fun. He'd be my drinking buddy. There he is.
Oh, that robot.
Yes, robot. Robot.
Robot?
Yeah, it's a robot. My favorite part of this scene is coming up fairly soon here, right before we cut to the next thing. The eye roll. I dig the black nail polish, by the way. You know how Arachnia?
Yeah.
Kinda, she had her nails. Well, I never noticed until just now that he does too.
He does.
How very goth.
That picture.
There we go. The eye roll. There it is. Oh my God. What have I gotten myself into? Oh, brother. Remind me to take Tom Paris's privileges away. And Chakotay just stands there. Being totally useless, making her run this whole thing.
Yeah, he's enjoying himself.
He is. Yeah, you jerk. Come on and help her. Go. Yes, they were, and we love them that way. Awesome. Eye roll number two. Eye roll number three, sort of.
Yeah. Tons of eye roll.
It is. It's so full of eye roll. And I do like Janeway's eye roll. It's so dismissive.
Yes.
Just so you do not even know how pathetic you are. It's awesome. Oh, he's sort of trying to help, only he's being a fool about it. Chakotay, get your facts straight. Ugh.
Useless.
Eye roll number four. Thanks a lot, Coco. You dummy. But Janeway's using her smarts here. Look how clever she is.
That's how she outsmarted him the first time, so.
Yeah, but this is before she even knew how to outsmart him.
Well, that's right.
Or was it?
That's right. Oh, I'm so confused now.
Yeah, because they have to be so vague about the ending. I mean, sometimes with time travel, they don't remember a darn thing and they go about their lives as if nothing happened. Other times they remember little bits and pieces. Who's to say?
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say she's not playing Chakotay like a violin at the very end here?
That's true. And if this is before that she actually was Queen Arachne, no wonder she wanted to do it again so willingly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
She gave in kind of easily to me. I would have been like, okay, whatever. That's not what's happening here. But
this time she didn't even have, like, she didn't even get in the costume.
Oh, God, her face. Your magnetism with a, blah, ooh, gross.
Yeah. Please, before I puke. Oh, eye roll again. Yay. Okay, and that's the end of the eye rolls. So much fun. I love it. I love it. Now, here's another thing that I do like is B'Elanna in the old Maquis garb, and she's angry again. She's all fired up. I like that B'Elanna.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
Yeah. I think I said on our B'Elanna analysis, I wish they would have not mellowed her out as fast as they did. I know why they did, and there's a good reason. I mean, you explained the whole thing about her being chief engineer, she has to be suitable for that role for people to accept her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes enough sense. Okay, I'll buy that.
But her free time, she could have still been cuckoo and angry. Not cuckoo. I take that back.
No,
sorry,
B'Elanna. She doesn't have to be cuckoo. She just have to be
angry.
Fired up. She's got to relieve stress. At the end of the day, what does she do? I mean, you know, after season 5, Chakotay had his boxing. What did B'Elanna do? I mean, she probably was totally
space
skydiving. Somebody. Well, she was, yeah, in Extreme Risk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She hates me.
Yeah. Yeah, she and a few other Maquis crew member did for about a day. I take it back. 3 days.
So they still, when he met up with her to begin with, they still had not left space dock. That's right. So none of this has even started for her.
Well, okay. Did they leave space dock? Or, well,
were they going? Yeah, that's what
I meant. Or were they headed to the Badlands? I always figured they were heading to the Badlands, but they weren't there yet.
Yeah, nothing has happened to her.
Yeah. They're just on en route.
Oh, this part is so gut-wrenching.
With Tuvok,
yes.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. For as much as they took away, I mean, because Janeway and Tuvok were very close to start in the series. At the end, I felt like that fizzled out as Janeway and Chakotay got closer.
Mm-hmm.
But here you can, I mean, even though this is the season 1 Janeway, I mean, obviously they've not forgotten how important Tuvok is to Janeway. Because they have a long friendship here. It's important to remember that.
And when you think about a lot of what she did in the end game was really for him. It was for Tuvok.
Yeah, well, there's, people would argue with you on that one.
You think?
Was it for Seven? Was it for Chakotay? Was it for Tuvok? Was it for all three? Was it for herself?
Well, I would argue. I would argue that she did it for him, at least partially.
Partially, certainly. Yeah. I'd say it was a culmination of all of those things. Although, I mean, this isn't an endgame commentary, so
no,
I won't go into
not
too much detail. I obviously, I've had issues with that. I've mentioned that before.
Did she not?
I don't like her reasons.
Okay, would you not have reacted, like, to Neelix? Like, what the heck are you doing on my ship? Who are you?
You think that she would.
Yeah.
Yeah. What in the world are you, and why are you here?
You big walking around kitty cat. Yeah, she's never seen him.
Yeah, exactly.
Aw.
She's not seen a Talaxian. Oh, poor Tuvok, just not looking good, buddy.
Mm-mm.
Now I wonder, is that CGI on his face?
No.
No, it's not.
Aw.
And,
aw. Bye, Tuvok.
It's dead. It's dead, Jim.
Aw.
Yeah. Mm.
I hate that. I hate that blip when somebody's not alive. They wish they should have changed that in the 24th
century. Oh, the sound effect?
Yes, I hate that sound. It's like you could hear that no matter where. It's like the international sound for this is crap.
For death.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can't change it then if it's the internationally recognized sound.
Mm. I guess.
Well, and I suppose if it's on Voyager, it's like the galaxy's sound of death. Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, even if you do change it to some other kind of sound effect, you're only going to associate that sound with death eventually.
That's right, that's true.
So it might as well be that.
See, now I kind of like her plan. Let's just not leave. But at the same time, we wouldn't have a show, so there you are.
Well, yeah, we can't do that. It's that one thing that gets in the way all the time. I mean, they could have gotten home 6 episodes in if it weren't for the fact that, like, they had actors signed to contracts and they had a show to do for 7 years.
Well, geez, come on.
I know. Obstacles. Oof.
I like the way he explains it, though. I like the way he tells her what you become and what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. And I do like that he's focusing on the people.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, that is a lot of what this show is about.
It is.
Yeah, this whole concept, if there is a Voyager concept, it's all about family. This crew becomes a family and what
That's
they
right.
mean to each other.
And I like they threw this in here. Not that we're doing this to fix everything and make it right, but we're doing it because of the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really does reflect what Voyager is about at the heart of it all.
Yeah.
So, I agree. I think he handled that very well.
Aw, I love that line.
Look at that puppy dog face. And it's too bad Chakotay's not lecturing her like that over the next 7 years.
Yeah, because
I like
no.
it when they fight.
Yeah, I do too. They don't need a lot
it's
more
fun.
Of that. They need a lot
it's
more
fun.
Of that. He should have been.
Oh, yeah. The friction between those two, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite things about Scorpion, actually, is that's their first really big time, just boom, confrontation.
No, this is their first one, if you're going to be chronological about it.
Oh, I guess.
Sorry.
It's starting to give me a headache, that time travel.
Uh-huh.
Janeway's right.
It's just so confusing.
It is. Yeah, and we're not even getting into the physics of the whole thing.
Mm-mm, no, thank you.
Yeah, let's not and say we did.
Keep that science.
You can have your science. Yes. Now, one thing that I think might have been a little more powerful with Seska here is the whole thing, you know, she's attracted to Chakotay.
Yeah.
She could have played that up just a little more to really yank it in, because he is several years removed from the whole thing with Seska. To bring that all back would be like a nightmare for him, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
How fun would that be? Let's put the guy through hell. Come on.
Well, yeah, she could have been doing something a lot more than just what talking.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I feel like that was a missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's what fanfic is for, right?
There you go.
Sorry, I had to mention it. I had to. Tristan's not here. I'm going to get away with it as much as I can. I just decided that. Sorry, Tristan.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, Seska, underestimating you. She is a smart cookie.
She is smart.
To a point. To a point. She wants to act too quickly. She doesn't think it through all the way. That's her downfall.
That's how she ended up with the Kazon. I mean, come on. Really?
She really should have bided her time and found a better enemy to side with.
There were tons. Way, way better than the Kazon. So,
oh,
yeah.
Tell you what, if she could have hung on for at least another season or so, come on, she would have had much better chances.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
nope,
they should
she
have
was
kept
impatient.
Her around. She was interesting.
She was interesting. I mean, I understand why they did what they did with her.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, for her to side with the Kazon was just stupid. Because really, she became the brains of that operation.
She did.
She was in there. Yeah, and here we go. Everybody helping out.
Mm-hmm. Everybody working together.
Yeah, that's the Starfleet way. including angry, doesn't like me, B'Elanna. Gotta like that. And here comes an awesome, awesome part here.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, a little foil they got up their sleeve. Yeah. Keep blabbering on, Seska. Yeah. She's on her way. Dun, 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 dun. 709 to the rescue. Just pushes her out the way and chokes her. I love it.
Yeah.
Use the chokehold. gotta love that. One other thing that I love here is, you know, even though this is several different time periods colliding here, Janeway mm-hmm. is taking the lead. She's giving the lecture as the captain. Her leadership has no bounds across time.
She just
take charge like that.
She's the boss.
She is, man. She is. Even though Chakotay is sort of leading this thing, he's really not. He lets her have control.
He does.
Which, I mean, okay, after 7 years, I guess that's what he's used to.
Basically, yeah. He knows she wouldn't have it any other way. That's yeah. right.
This is true. Temple
here you
prime
go.
Directed.
Your favorite
yep,
part.
Yep, yep. Just how close do we get? Now, if I were Chakotay, I would have totally lied.
You're so unethical. Jeez.
I know.
But you know what? I'm with you, too. It could have at least, he could have gotten some out of her. I mean, seriously.
Dude, the one time he mm-hmm. could have gotten away with it. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't take it. Oh, Chakotay, you moron.
Seriously.
And come on, let's face it. All of our Janeway Chakotay shipper hearts would have been just so enamored with that. Like, that finally, we can just rest in peace. We can breathe again.
But no, they
have a freaking handshake.
Come on, that never would have happened.
Hot hand action once again. I tell you what, they got a thing for hands. Those two.
I'm just not even going to touch that one right there.
Probably safer to do that.
Mm-hmm. I feel.
Oh, excuse me.
You are a
mess. I have
a
little few remnants of the Rigelian flu myself left. I've had my hyposprays. I am cleared. I'm no longer contagious. And I'm out of danger.
Good to know. That's good to know.
Don't need to be quarantined anymore. But still, just a teeny bit left. Little echoes. Oh, and now we're back to our time here.
Mm-hmm.
Dun-da-dun. Chakotay saves the day by remembering what Ben Franklin did.
Ben Franklin.
Basically, he turns the deflector dish key in the kite
yeah.
for the lightning. That's what he does.
So he craps it out.
Yep. Why did you do that? Oh, that's going to take 2 days to repair. Or whatever it is. I don't know.
You're going to pay for that, Chakotay. It's coming out of your check.
That's right. You're going to have to answer to B'Elanna on this one.
I was going to say, he blamed her. He let her take the blame.
Yeah. Wow. Nicely played, Chakotay. And she's already working on it. Well, I guess that's done.
Yeah.
And let's go eat dinner while everybody else does the work. Cool. I guess it's one of the advantages of being a senior officer.
There you go.
Except for B'Elanna. And Harry. They're kind of the workhorses of Voyager.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy is the versatile do-all. B'Elanna and Harry do all the work. And Janeway and Chakotay drink together.
Well, hey. Isn't that what happens when you're the boss?
That's why everybody wants to be the captain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, me too. That's, yeah. If I'm going to have a role in a ship, that's what I want to do too. Heck yeah. So, yeah, here we go with, almost with the temporal prime directive jokes. Now, see, this is that opening where they
That's right.
talk about what happened. Missed opportunity! And let's drink more. Let's get drunk. See, now that's another missed conversation we don't get.
What, after they finish that bottle of cider?
The drunk conversation. Yeah, after they finish that bottle, he gets another one. They finish that. Then what's coming out of their mouths? That's what I want to know. That is the fanfic I need to write.
Come on. They can hold their liquor. Nothing's happening.
Well, they do drink an awful lot on Voyager.
Wouldn't you? I would drink like a fish if I was
on
that ship.
I'd be an alky. I'm pretty sure of it.
Heck, you could die at any moment. I would be like a drunkard to the nth degree. Let me tell you. A drunkard.
Drunkard. You goofball.
That's a nice word.
Glory the drunkard. We got 70 years of this. Let's chug.
Shot. Yeah.
I love that YouTube video. Yes. It shows just how often they do drink on Voyager. Yeah. Shh.
And think about what we didn't see.
Yeah. Yeah, that was just a compilation to fit the music. There were probably many more. Well, that's the episode, kids.
That's it.
Okay. Well, that is our commentary on Shattered.
That was fun.
Oh, it was fun. I love that episode. I really do. Mm-hmm. You got any final thoughts you want to throw out there?
Well, no, I can't really think of anything other than it just really... Chakotay's just let me down so much at the end. Every time I watch that, I think that. Dude, come on, buddy.
Grow a spine. Grow a pair. Come on, buddy. Do something. I still like this episode.
Oh,
I mean,
I do too.
It's fun. It's fun to kind of recollect where Voyager has been, all these little moments they throw in here, into a pretty decent story, I think. I mean, they're screwing with time, and yet they kind of aren't. It's not a typical time travel story, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's got some problems. It's not the greatest thing. We pointed out some missed opportunities. I mean, they could have been even a little more over the top and dramatic about certain things. But, hey, I'll take it. All right, well, before we go, we have a shout-out to Kessel Junkie for your 5-star review on iTunes. Thank you so much for digging us. You are awesome. And next week, with any luck, Tristan will be out of sickbay, and he'll be joining us for an in-depth character analysis of Tom Paris.
Woo!
So, yeah,
Tommy boy.
Woohoo! Tommy boy! Yeah, gotta love that. We love our Tom Paris onto the journey.
Yes, we do.
So tune in for that next week, and until then, this has been To the Journey.
To the Journey!